All right, LawyerTalkPodcast.com. Today we're back with another riveting episode of What's the Appeal? Well, what's the appeal? Here we talk about all things appellate related, meaning you've been convicted. It wasn't right. It wasn't just. Maybe you're actually innocent. Maybe you're guilty as the day is long, but the trial wasn't fair. Whatever the situation, we talk about the appellate process here. I do a ton of appellate work upstairs in my law practice. You can check it out at Palmer Legal Defense. And today I'm going to talk about hidden costs because I've had this come up. In fact, just I'm in the middle of it right now. Somebody has hired me to do the appeal, meaning they've just been convicted. We filed what's called a notice of appeal here in Ohio. Most jurisdictions have something similar. And now the next step is ordering the record. And the record includes the transcript of the trial court proceedings. Now, people don't always understand how much this can cost. So let's start with the stuff that is pretty much free. The stuff that's free would be the exhibits at trial, motions that were filed at trial. These are already in the record. In other words, they've been filed with the clerk of courts, and those items will just get transferred up to the Court of Appeals virtually, sometimes actually physically too. So in the case of physical exhibits, sometimes actual exhibits will go in the bags, even the police collection bags, stuffed in a box up to the Court of Appeals. But at any rate, I'm talking mostly about the transcript. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I had sticker shock this week. I ordered a transcript, and I've done this many, many times, more times than I can count in my almost 30 years now. So what I do is I call up the court reporter, or we submit a filing requesting the court reporter to prepare a transcript. Now, there's two different ways, generally two different ways that things are documented or transcribed, or at least recorded in this day and age. Everybody has seen either in the movies or in real court, the stenographer up front. The stenographer sits up there. They have a shorthand. They have a machine that takes down pretty much everything the lawyers, the judges, and the witnesses say. And believe it or not, they can do this almost in real time now. This emerged in my day where we could get real time transcription in one county in Ohio. I could look at a screen on my trial table and actually see real time. They were testing that technology. And a lot of times I would order the transcript. So if there was a witness testimony that was important, I would order that transcript so I would have it for the next day in court or for closing arguments in a couple of days. But what I'm talking about, the other type of transcription is audio there and even video. There are some jurisdictions, and it's getting more and more prevalent, where it's just a videotape and an audio recording of what was said. And there's microphones on the all around the courtroom, and it records. So that's great. It's cheap. You don't have to pay somebody to be up there. But when it comes time to actually transcribe what happened in court, it gets sort of cumbersome and time-consuming and maybe even expensive. There was another jurisdiction in Ohio where I had my first misdemeanor trial back in the 90s. I ordered the transcript, and I got a DVD, or it might not have been a DVD back in those days, but I think it was a DVD, and that's all it was. And if I wanted to have it transcribed, I had to pay for it. So the sticker shock I got recently was I had a trial, somebody was convicted. It was about a 4 or 5 day trial, maybe at the most, maybe just four. And I got the estimate from the court reporter. So we send up the request for a transcript. I get the estimate back, and it was $9,800 and some dollars. And I choked. I thought for sure this was a mistake. I thought maybe 980, and there was a decimal point in the wrong place. So I actually confirmed, and I sent an email to the court reporter, and I said, is this true? Is this accurate? And the court reporter said, yes, it is. I don't know why it was so expensive. But certainly that is not something my client can afford to pay. This sort of turns everything upside down. I got hired privately to do the appeal. In Ohio, we have something called on direct appeal, and it's appeal as of right, meaning you could get a court-appointed lawyer to do the appeal for you. You don't get to choose who you get. And there are some great court-appointed lawyers who do appellate work that way. Some people do it because they need the money. Some people do it because they like it, or maybe they do it for the cause, whatever it would be. There's a lot of great lawyers. But you don't get to choose who you hire to do your appeal. And just like anything else in the world, even on the private side, there's a lot of crappy lawyers who are doing appellate work, and maybe they don't have the experience, or they don't know what they're doing yet. And the same is true on the appointed side. So just because you pay doesn't mean you get a good lawyer, I guess. But at least you get to choose. What the dilemma I'm facing here is that I have been privately retained. I've been paid money to do the legal work. And now we have this bill we're facing for $9,000 and change. My solution is we are asking the court, because my client's serving a lengthy prison sentence and His family is doing their best to scrape together funds to hire me. We're asking the court to pay for the transcript, and that remains to be seen whether that'll actually happen. But if that doesn't happen, then I'm probably out of the case. I probably can't do it because the family doesn't have the funds to pay for the transcript and pay for legal services. So things get just because you want to appeal and you want to challenge it, these are the hidden costs that we have to factor in. And if this is the trend, if things are getting more expensive like this, it's going to get passed down and people are going to have to come up with huge chunks of money just to get their trial transcribed so they can appeal. And, you know, I guess this sort of demands the next question is, do I really need a transcript? Yes, you do. The only way I can actually do good appellate work is to read what happened in court. If I actually had to watch that on video, if I had to watch 4 days of trial on video and take notes and time references and everything else, it would be, because I think that's the problem here. I think it was recorded and the cost is in the transcription. But if I had to actually do that and watch it and write down the time references and somehow come up with a citing mechanism where I could say, hey, Court of Appeals, there was an objection day 3, minute whatever, second whatever. I mean, it would be unwieldy. It would be impossible. And the time, extra time it would take would certainly eclipse what the cost of the transcript would be just to do it in the first place. So not a great answer, not a great, I know I'm not espousing any great wisdom on this. I'm just pointing out there's some hidden costs here, even that I hadn't recognized or realized until just this week. So look, if you've got an appeal, if you've just been convicted, now's the time. I harp on this all the time because delaying past deadlines can be absolutely fatal to a good remedy, even if you have it on the appellate ladder. So check us out. PalmerLegalDefense.com. I'm happy to help with your appeal. Can even help in federal courts and in other state courts. We get local counsel to assist. So give us a shout. And if you've got a question here at Lawyer Talk or you want me to cover a topic here on What's the Appeal or any of our other segments, check us out at LawyerTalkPodcast.com. Send me a question there. Leave a question in the comments or just leave a comment. I love to read and I love to engage. Until next time, this is Lawyer Talk. What's the Appeal? Off the Record, on the air. By the way, we're sponsored by Circle 270 Media. Phenomenal. If you've got a podcast that you want, if you're in the Central Ohio area, even nationally, great podcast consultant, check out Circle 270 Media. Brett over there will take care of you.